Thatcher's funeral release.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With the 5:30 Star News, I'm Susanna Saban.
I'm Verity Rayson.
And I'm Michael Cottrell.
Downing Street has released a preliminary guest list for former Prime Minister Baroness Margaret Thatcher's funeral. Invitations will be sent out to over 2,000 individuals, including all surviving U.S. presidents and British Prime Ministers. The Queen has already confirmed her attendance, making this the first funeral of a British politician she has attended since the death of Sir Winston Churchill in 1965. Other invitees include a representative from the Reagan family, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and Labor leader Ed Miliband. The guest list was compiled by members of Thatcher's family and the Conservative Party. The funeral is set to take place next Wednesday at St. Paul's Cathedral in London.
A new investigation has discovered that Egyptian army doctors were ordered to operate without anesthetic on wounded protesters at a military hospital in Cairo during protests against military law. The investigation, commissioned by President Mohamed Morsi, was instigated to explore allegations of military and police malpractice during the Abbasia clashes in May 2011. The report contains testimony from doctors about mistreatment of injured protesters at a military hospital in Cairo. The findings are the latest evidence of human rights abuses since the start of the 2011 uprising that toppled Hosni Mubarak. Other allegations include torture, killing, and forced disappearances. The report concludes by recommending an investigation into army leadership. Hawa Mariah, director of Human Rights Watch in Egypt, emphasizes the importance of this report, saying that until today there has been no official state acknowledgement of excessive force on the part of police or military.
The United States Congress has voted in favor of opening debate on the president's gun control measures. Gun control advocates in the Senate defeated a filibuster attempt by opponents with a final 68-31 voting result. 4 months after the shooting of Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, the United States is preparing to take on gun control over the coming months.
A man in Belarus has been bitten to death by a beaver. The man, who was on a fishing trip with friends, stopped to take a picture of the beaver. As he approached, the beaver pounced on him and bit his thigh. His friends tried to help, but unfortunately the man died on the scene. Beaver attacks are rare, and according to experts, are usually the result of rabid animals.
And finally, the weather. Tonight, cloudy with some light rain, spreading across all parts overnight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cold, with occasional rain.
And those are today's headlines. For more news, tune in to our bulletin tomorrow at 5:30 or online anytime on the news section of the Star website.